Blog Talk Radio.
MOBD, you can't be touched, nigga, can't you see? G, nigga, you man, cause me, I'm gon' do my thing.
You know I do my thing.
I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background burning that backwoods. Stalin' stunting, doing my two-step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what M told me, homie. Just lose it, parental discretion advised. This is wrong for music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's the show. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quick play, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quick play, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in.
You wanna search me, to search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, peak on my thoughts, twisting. In clubs, through phase with a chick that go both ways. Let me see that ID, this for room for. Put a drink to the worm, it's gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from soft porn. Before it pop, make them sign a disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop shit, these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my buddy's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air, bathed in the problem. In the club, feed the liquor, otherwise we starve them. So much green getting.
Shasha?
Yo.
What's going on, homie? How you, man?
What's the deal?
Not much, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Cool.
Alright, how you been, man?
I've been all right. Can't complain too much.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Yeah, I go by the name of Shy Stimuli, Brooklyn, New York. You know, I can run down a bunch of aliases. They call me the President, Voice of the People, whatever you want to call me. You know, just dropping this album, My Soul to Keep, October 27th. And it's a real epic piece of work, man. So I'm just letting the world know all about it right now.
All right. So tell me, how did this journey begin, man, with you?
It began actually with me as a kid following around my older brother, who's named Lord Digger. We used to produce for Biggie and Master Ace, and you know, I used to run around behind him and Craig G and Ace and Paula Perry and all these people as a kid, and just really saw dudes that chose music as a career and wanted to get into it. And back then, you know, it wasn't the cool thing to be a rapper. So you had to really be talented. That was my main thing. I always wanted to get better. at actual putting words together. You know, I went to school for a little while, did the intern thing at Rockefeller, entertainment, just kind of learning the game as a backup plan. And once I got out of school, I just kind of went full speed ahead and going hard with the music thing, landed on mixtapes, Source, Unsigned Hype, you know, getting a bunch of magazines and started getting some spins on radio and, you know, signed to Virgin Records in 2005 and went through a lot of hell and turmoil, and here I am today, independent, through E1 Chamber Music, dropping a debut album.
So this album, My Soul to Keep, cool. Let's talk about this album. What songs on there? How many songs on this this album?
It's about 15 songs on there. Mm-hmm. About 15.
Right. And I know you got a song with Young Chris and who else is
Freeway.
Freeway, right.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with them? How'd you work with over at Rockefeller?
You know, me and Free been cool for years, man, from before the whole, after I interned, but he was a fan of mine, like, from around 2003 when I started, wasn't on the mixtape circuit, and I've been a fan of his since he got on the label, so it was always something I wanted to do, and we maintained contact for years, and once I got that opportunity, you know, with this album, I was like, he's one of the first people that I reached out to, and he had me, and Chris just happened to be in the studio, so he just jumped on the joint, like, because he was dead.
Okay. You got a favorite joint on this album?
I don't really have a favorite. I think there's a joint called Sometimes at the end of the joint featuring Lydia Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my most, not the most vulnerable, but it's one of those honest records where I just talk about being an average human and sometimes wanting to be famous and other times wanting to go unknown and sometimes wanting a family and a wife and all that and sometimes not really wanting any of that. Like, you know, just going through every day as a person, you know, life's ups and downs. There's a lot of things that people do and people go through that they don't get to say on record. And I felt like with this album, I wanted to be that voice to kind of grab all of those things that people talk about or they deal with day to day, whether it be 9 to 5, you know, raising kids, going to church, and just put that on an album as opposed to me telling everybody I'm the best rapper in the world, because I think I did that for a couple of years, and, you know, I'm done with it.
Explain to me about Koch now. I think it's not called E1 Entertainment. Who's actually running things over there? Is Michael still over there?
I'm going to be honest with you. I got distribution over there,
And
I don't know anybody. Like, I know Angela Howard. I know a couple of people, like, people that manage my product,
right,
my project. But as far as, like, the big wigs, like, I have to step my sales game up, my sales history, and actually push some units in order to grab, you know, everybody over there's attention. Like, right now, I'm just using them for distribution, and we have a partnership. So,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So if I could ask you this question, what do you plan to see your career, say 5 years from today?
5 years from today, I would love to be doing movies,
mm-hmm.
and pushing a sitcom pilot that I've written, a couple of books, and maybe one or two albums on a major label,
mm-hmm.
to kind of reach the masses. I feel like music is such a powerful tool, you know. I wanted to open the door for other things, but I still have the hunger to say stuff, you know, to say things, to see people react to the music. When I go out, I want to hear my own stuff loud in clubs, and I want people to say they related to it. So 5 years from now, hopefully I can do it with that purity that I'm not dependent on it. You know, it's like a chick, if she feels like you need her, you know, she might not treat you right. And I want to use it to open the door for other things so that I can come back to it and not depend on it, not have to worry about it, not have to stress singles and worrying about getting spins and having to tweet everything and do all the things that are necessary in order to get fans nowadays. Not that I mind doing them, I just don't want to have to do it.
Right. Are you from Brooklyn?
Blackbird, Brooklyn.
Okay. Besides the album, what else you got going on?
Well, I'm actually pitching a sitcom pilot right now. I'm finishing up a book of all the blogs that I've written. I don't want to get the title out yet.
Okay.
But outside of that, I got a couple of more deal situations on the table, but I kind of want to wait and see where this goes because, you know, I'm not sure what I want to do next as far as hip hop and music is concerned. Mm-hmm. I think I want to take my time and see how the people receive this, and then make that next decision. But it's been such a long road for me, you know. As a person, I've sacrificed a lot. You know, I don't got no kids, no family. I've just been kind of grinding, doing this music stuff with no job for years and putting everything I had into it. And I don't want people to see the exhaustion or hear the exhaustion on the music. So I don't want to, you know, I did 12 CDs last year, and, you know, that took a lot. It took a lot out of me. So, like I said, I'm stepping into other things, doing the writing, and things like that, but who knows where it'll go in a couple of months, man. You know.
Right. Did you that's on your album, My Soul Keep? Did you write and produce the entire album, or you had some help along the way?
I wrote the whole thing, but I have some producers. My brother Lord Digger did something for me. The CEO of Chamber Music, G Clef, is a brilliant musician, brilliant jazz musician. He played a lot of the instrumentation on the songs, you know, live saxophone, live drums and guitar. Just Blaze did the joint with Freeway.
Okay.
Focus. Hello?
Sha? Hello? That's my fault. Man. I'm not holding them back. Let me see if I can get them back online. Here we go. Sha?
Yo.
I apologize about that, man. It was on my end.
Okay.
All right. So when Is that going to be in stores and online?
Yeah, it's going to be in as many stores as possible, hopefully. You know, I put a little curses on this. I don't know if we're going to do the talk at Walmart thing, but hopefully hopefully it's Best Buy and any record store, you know, around. But it's going to be on iTunes, Amazon. You can actually pre-order it right now on a couple of sites. I think if you live in real life, man, it's a lot of things on there you're gonna relate to and identify with and just empathize coming from a vulnerable human's point of view. You know, I kind of took the superhero rap mask off and just gave myself to people and let them know that in this business, like, you can go through a lot, but it's important to maintain who you are and keep your soul.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. Before I let you go, Sasha, let listeners know, give out your websites and everything so they can go find out more information about you and your music, you know, things like that.
Cool. They can, everything is S-H-A-S-T-I-M-U-L-I, the MySpace, the Twitter, Facebook, shastimuli.net will be up real soon, but you can hit me up on any of those, S-H-A-S-T-I-M-U-L-I. And get real familiar, Google me, YouTube me. You know, I know it's a lot of rappers out there. I know it's tough for y'all people to pick who you are fans of, but I am authentic. I've been doing this for a while, and I don't play in that booth, man. You know.
Right. Give a shout-out, y'all.
I'm going to shout-out the Carnegie Group, Big Will, my DJ and A&R, Victorious, Mr. Fame, the whole Chamber Music, everybody over at E1 Entertainment, and everybody listening right now, man. I realize that the fans are so important, and they keep me going. A lot of people in this day and age of the internet world, people can reach out to artists, and a lot of days people hit me up and don't realize that I may have been having a stressful day in it, and they'll keep me going, like, really when I'm on the verge of wanting to walk away or hang it up. So shout out to anybody that believes in me and wants to send me a line or say some words. I'm always available.
Right. Shaw, I appreciate you, man. But one thing is that, man, keep moving forward, man, and good luck with everything, man. Much success, you know, with your career, man. You know, if you need me to spend some of your tracks, man, just give me a call and let me know, man. I'll be more than happy to do it for you, man. I did hear your music,
I definitely
man.
Will.
I'm gonna start spinning it, man, in a little bit. But good luck with everything, man. And you know, if you need me to need my show to come by and, you know, do some promo for your shows, man, just give me a holler and let me know, all right?
Definitely. And for everybody in New York, the listening session is at the Grill on October 27th for the album. 7 p.m. Come through, hear the album. On the 31st, I'm performing with Talib Kweli and Camp Low at Hello Brooklyn in the city. Homeless Bob, host by Chip. So, Facebook. No, I'm still going.
Okay, at the Grill at what time? You said the 27th?
22nd, next Thursday.
What time?
7 o'clock, 7
okay.
p.m.
Okay. I just was there. Right, actually, last month I was just over there. Somebody had a release party over there. Great spot, man. I'll see if I can slide through, man. But in the meantime, man, good luck with everything. All right.
Thank you.
All right, man. You'll be good.
All right. Peace.
Cut, bitch, can't. baby. You got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do. I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage. Get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad. Don't believe. 16 minds. Create my own lines. Love for my wordplay. That's hard to find. Talk more. I ain't scared. One of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot. Stress and chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach. Wishing I wrote your rhyme.
Throw it in the bag. show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic shit.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch you, girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop with a low pain stopper. Been a fiend for this, this rock him made hits. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the middle. I speed it up, straight beat it up. And I ain't in the hood with my toes out, look. I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I'm the magic trick. I know if I get licked once, I get licked twice. I'm gonna be bad as shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What?
I got the magic trick.
Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. It's my head game, how you head over hills. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. Buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, spinning dudes, see yokes. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep strokes. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone. Girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's the drugs, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic shit. I know if I get hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit.
Put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you're tasting it.
Tricks in a race,
but I have a tools. Make a breaking record, then it's silent.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Ah! Magic trick.
I got the magic pop. Had it ass tricking out the one back shot.
The dips, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the steel.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hate the magic shit. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic shit.
I know if I get licked once, I get licked twice. I am the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
I got the magic shit.
Mom, please get that bullshit. You know you already had money when you came down. You don't play with me with that.
Thank you. night I pray. Love will swing you back this way. Life without you here with me ain't the same without you, G.
Same with my way to talk to strangers, but I feel like I already know you. And if you need somebody, I wanna manage you. I can tell that you've been through some changes in your past relationships, but come on and walk through that door, 'cause I'm what you've been waiting for. Let it know. I wanna be the guy to be in your life.
Be the one that makes you sad. Got to be the one you never had.
You just can't love anybody. I tell you, I'm the right one for you. But you got to believe me, 'cause everything that I tell you is true, yeah. I wanna be your mother, your father, your brother, and your sister too. Be the good, be the bad, be the counselor that you run to, yeah. Let it all. We get it done. A good time. I wanna be the guy to be.
Whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurant. Feed you lobster, 'cause I'm a true monster. Lame boy, you lay you down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret lingerie, I like the freak. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, that she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morning, I'm gone.
mama, don't you like what you see?
Like my girl Mary B, you just ain't running up in me. You got to give me what I need, baby. That's a drop top V, baby. Martini and Roxy, Oxy, Fumonti, Dom, Pambion. So we can get it on. Movado watch, tennis for the wrist. You ain't never seen no ice like this. So now you know what you working with. Handle your business and keep coming with that stuff that I lie. Light a candle, I'm too hot to handle. I see your eyes lighting up my hips and my thighs. Man, I'm ashamed to you. Vanessa Del Rio, be shamed.
Yeah. I've got to to thinking of over, baby. After all that we've been through, girl, I'm begging you, I'm down on my knees. Don't walk away, baby, please don't leave me. Now tell me, what do you want me to do? My love is always there for you. Oh, tell me, what do you want me to do? My love is always there for you. Don't tell me, what do you want me to do?
I do.